Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision at a northbound Highway 101 exit in Garberville on Saturday afternoon. The CHP reports that the driver of the car, 20-year-old Guthrie Hayward, was going about 65 miles per hour headed northbound on 101 as he approached the Redwood Drive overcrossing. It was just after 1 o'clock when the pedestrian, identified as 32-year-old Travis Rothwell, ran into the traffic lanes from the east and directly into the path of the Subaru. Rothwell suffered fatal injuries and died at the scene, and the northbound lanes of 101 were shut down for 2 hours while the scene was cleared. The collision remains under investigation, and it's unclear if impairment played a role. Detectives investigating the murder of Jeff Settler at his remote Laytonville area property last November identified 7 people wanted in connection with that killing. As of this past weekend, 6 of those people are now in custody after Mendocino County detectives went to South Lake Tahoe to arrest 33-year-old Laytonville man Jesse Cole Wells last week. The sheriff's office had received tips that Wells was hiding out in South Lake Tahoe and frequenting the casinos there, but the first attempt to locate and arrest him was unsuccessful. It was last Thursday when they got a new lead on Wells, and with the help of a local SWAT team, he was taken into custody without incident and booked into El Dorado County Jail. Wells will be extradited to Mendocino in the coming weeks, and the search goes on for the last remaining suspect, 34-year-old Garberville man Gary Blank III. Jordan Christmas has news from the harbor.
The Humble Bay Harbor District will host a public meeting at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka on Tuesday night. The commission will once again consider certifying the final environmental impact report for the Coast Seafoods Company Humble Bay Shellfish Aquaculture Permit Renewal and Expansion Project. In addition, the commission will consider the approval of the project's associated Harbor District permit, along with the revised mitigation monitoring and reporting program. The meeting will be held from 6 p.m. to 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Thank you, Jordan. The rain returns this week, and that will mean snow in mountain passes. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. There stands a chance you'll run into a delay or detour depending on where you are headed. One-way control traffic remains in effect at Shively Road, Fort Seward, Dyerville Loop, Alder Point, and Eel Rock Roads, while closures remain in effect at Hidden Court, Mosswood Lane, Port Kenyon, Full Moore Road, and Jack Shaw Road. A sneaker wave advisory has also been issued for local beaches as a large swell rolls on shore. You are urged to stay far back from docks and jetties and to never turn your back on the ocean. Officials at Humboldt State University announced last week that construction on seismic modernization projects at the Theater Arts Building and the library will be delayed until at least the summer of 2018. The work was expected to start this summer. However, design and engineering standards need to be revised, and plenty of other factors, such as the level of campus activity and weather during the winter months, have made project construction only viable during the summer. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officials with the Rotary Club of Eureka will present a $10,000 check to the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation during its regular meeting today at the Eureka Elks Lodge at noon. The Rotary Club has worked closely with the Betty Chin Foundation over the past few years, and the latest effort was donating and assembling bunk beds at Chin's downtown facility. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
Dolbear, Vance, Titlow, Leffenholtz, Brookings. Those are names that are now recognized as the names of local streets, beaches, or cities, and they are the legacy names from the region's past with the lumber industry. By the start of the Civil War in 1860, the lumber industry in Humboldt County was up and running, but it would be a few more years before it sank deep roots into Delnord and Curry counties. Flour and bran were milled in Crescent City, and it was until about 1880 that the sawmills in Delnord were milling more than 30 million board feet per year. In Curry County, it was John Brookings and his sons, along with Bill Ward, who at the turn of the century began logging operations about 12 miles up the Checo River, and it was Ward's Forest Survey for President Roosevelt that brought federal eyeballs to the logging operations. By 1913, Brookings was operating 5 cargo ships taking the milled lumber to the Bay Area, and those operations are a legacy that remains in our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.